What's going on, y'all? You've entered the chat with me and Miss Kennedy Stinson, the center fielder for the Silverdale Baptist Seahawks. Their softball team just won the state championship. Kennedy, you're a back-to-back state champion. Tell me what that feels like, ending your senior year with another state championship.
It's really cool. You know, it's always something that I looked forward to, you know, coming into high school. It was like, that was what I wanted to accomplish. So, you know, getting to do it two times in a row is really, really cool.
On the year, you had a batting average of .465, which is not a light doing either. 17 home runs, 62 RBIs, 5 triples, and 17 stolen bases. What did you not do? I mean, you're all over the field over there making plays, dominating the field. It's just, you were up in every category over last season. What did you do from last year to this year to be better?
You know, as soon as high school season ends, you know, I jump straight into summer ball. Like, I leave tonight for a tournament, actually. And so just the consistent work that goes into it, you know, play all summer long, work, hit almost every single day, and then get the fall ball and play all fall season and, you know, continue to hit. So, you know, it just never stops.
What does the next level look like? I mean, I know you said summer ball, but have you looked to colleges? Do you have any offers? Have you committed anywhere?
Yes, I'm actually signed to play at Western Kentucky.
Nice. Congratulations. You heard it here. Western Kentucky's getting a stud out of Kennedy Stinson here. So how does that feel, being committed, going to the next level?
You know, it's really cool. I started playing ball when I was 4 and, you know, watching it on TV and, you know, always looking up to those girls, thinking like, yeah, that's what I want to do when I get older. And so, you know, to actually get to do that, it's really cool.
What advice would you give for the youth listening, that maybe middle school player or maybe a young t-ball player that wants to get to where you are right now, and they're swinging the bat, maybe not having the best season that they want, but then they have that confidence to get to where you are? What would you tell them? What advice do you have for them?
This sport is a sport of failure. So, you know, you're going to go through slumps, you're going to have bad games or bad outings. And, you know, but continue to work at your craft and, you know, put in the extra hours, you know, go hit, even if it's just by yourself, you know, just continue to put that work in and it'll eventually just pay off.
Of course, practice makes perfect. Any shout outs? Yes. Who pushed you to your limits to get you to where you are right now and really get you to have the success that you're having?
I would say my dad. You know, he was my coach when I was younger, and, you know, we'd go have team practices, you know, but that wasn't the end for me. You know, me and my dad would stay after and hit. Or there were sometimes if I had a bad game, we weren't going home. We were going back out to the field and we would hit till it was, you know, dark outside, just because, you know, we were going to leave the night on a good note. If I wasn't satisfied, the day wasn't over yet. So
I love that mentality. If I'm not satisfied, the day is not over. I'm going to do it till I like the way that I'm playing. That's awesome. And shout out to dad, all the dads, man. That's awesome. I love that. The fun question for you as well. What songs or artists do you listen to motivate yourself before the game?
You know, I'm going to go with the song I listened to in the championship game and say Unwritten, because, you know, before the game, you know, we went through warm-ups and then we were getting ready to take the field and it started raining really hard. And so it got delayed a little bit more, but, you know, instead of sitting in the dugout, our whole team went onto the field and danced in the rain to Unwritten. And, you know, that just kind of got us amped up a little bit. So I'd go with that one.
That's awesome. Just the team bonding, dancing in the rain. First of all, fun if you've never done it. If you haven't done it, I suggest you do it. And then just that before the game's super cool too. Kennedy, I appreciate you taking the time, answering a couple questions. Congratulations again on your second state championship and headed into college, going to Western Kentucky. That's going to be awesome as well. Can't wait to see what you do up there.
Thank you.
Thank you.